Good afternoon, everyone. Today is the 4th of August, 2020. And the message is on the joy of giving. The joy of giving is a popular worldwide concept which encourages the culture of giving among individuals and institutions alike. It is a great opportunity for you to show your social commitment. For giving makes us feel happy. These good feelings are even reflected in our biology. In a 2006 study, Jörg Moll and colleagues at the National Institute of Health found that when people give to charities, it activates regions of the brain associated with pleasure, social connection, and trust, creating a warm glow effect. Giving leads to greater happiness for the giver. In numerous studies, scientists found that those who spent money on others, even though they had the option to spend the money on themselves, were happier. Providing support to others activates a neural pathway in the brain that boosts our well-being. It has long been acknowledged that acts of generosity raise levels of happiness and emotional well-being, giving charitable people a pleasant feeling known in behavioral economics as a warm glow feeling, of which we have already talked about. Why is giving more important than receiving? Generosity means giving freely, volunteering one's assistance, time, talents, efforts, or money for no other reason than the essence of giving itself. To be generous means giving without expectation of reward or return. Generosity is the spirit of sharing. Helping others is not only good for one and a good thing to do, it also makes us happier and healthier too. Giving also connects us to others, creating strong communities and helping to build a happier society for everyone. And it is not all about giving money. We can also give our time, ideas, and energy. There is a great amount of joy in this. The true spirit of giving or the joy of giving is doing for others with no expectation of gain. It might be a gift you bought, the one you made maybe, or the gift of time or money to someone in need. What is the power of giving and what is the spirit of giving? We have all heard that it is better to give than to receive. It is the thought that counts. What does that mean in the grand scheme of things? Giving what? Based on what? Giving what to who? The O. Henry short story titled The Gift of the Magi is a classic that really explains the true spirit of giving. It is a story we are all familiar with, which we read or hear every Christmas. It is the story of two people who each sacrificed a prized possession to give the perfect gift to the other. The wife sold her beautiful long hair to get the money to buy a platinum fob chain for her husband's watch. And the husband, meanwhile, sold the watch to buy her a beautiful set of combs for her hair. It truly was the thought that counted between the two. They decided to put the gifts away. He would try to rebuy his watch in due course, and her hair would grow again, and the gifts would have meaning again. But the spirit of their sacrifice told the real story of truly giving to one another. That joy of giving was supreme. Giving means different things to different people, and that is how it should be. Giving is an emotion. It is not logical. Find joy in giving cheerfully and purposely. Five benefits of giving that comes to my mind. Giving makes us feel happy, one. Giving is good for health, two. Giving helps social connection, three. Giving evokes gratitude, four. And five, giving is contagious. Being able to receive a gift with gratitude is a sign of a healthy, humble spirit. We make a life by what we give. To ease another's heartache is to forget one's own. Anne Frank, the 14-year-old, wrote, "No one has ever become poor by giving." Mother Teresa said, "Give until it hurts." Always give without remembering, and always receive without forgetting. These are Brian Tracy's unforgettable words. And finally, from Winston Churchill, "We make a living by what we get." We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. And Khalil Gibran said, "You give but little when you give of your possessions. You give but little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give." Here is to the joy of giving and a season that is as beautiful as it is meaningful. Thank you.